Taking a comprehensive look at the week's indie wrestling news so you don't have to, it's the PWP Weekly Newscast on PWPonderings.com with Chris GST and Des Delgadillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Weekly Newscast presented here on PWPonderings.com. My name is Chris GST. I am the web admin. As always, I am joined by Des Delgadillo. Des, how are you doing, sir?
I am tremendously entertained because I just spent the last 2 hours watching former WWE ECW star Davey Richards show me how to use iPads and laptops and fancy smartwatches on his web show that I didn't know existed. So it's cool to know that wrestlers are also giant nerds. But other than that, I'm good. There's a lot of news coming
up. You said Davey Richards.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Did you
not
mean
that
just
one.
Incredible?
No. I meant Stevie Richards.
Oh, Stevie Richards. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
They both have the same last name. They're probably related somehow. I don't know.
It's wrestling, Des. They're all...
Everyone knows each other. Sorry, Davey. I got Davey Richards on the brain because he's part of a big story this week that we'll get into because we're heading into a time, Chris, in the December month where we're getting to all those big indie wrestling year-end shows, and there's a lot of news surrounding those. We'll get there in a second, but there was a big announcement this past week about a new free agent on the indie scene.
We should say possibly new, because technically he hasn't... obviously, we're talking about AJ Styles. I mean, come on, everyone. You should all know that. I don't. If you were hiding underneath a rock, that's probably the only way you didn't know this was occurring.
Or you're smart and you just don't follow TNA at all, which is like what everyone should do, to be honest.
There you go. So AJ Styles, obviously, the news being reported is that he's not going to be re-signing with TNA. And Dreamwave Wrestling out of Illinois, they announced him for their February show against Christian Rose, who currently is their champion. Don't know if he'll be their champion then, but... probably. I mean, he's a great talent, but that's big, Des. That's really huge. And obviously, the assumption is that he's booking himself out. I know the PW Insider reported that he's doing it through Bill Behrens, his agent. And I think that it brings a lot, much like Hero, Des. AJ Styles brings kind of a lot of fresh matchups to the indie scene.
Yeah, it's like this match here for Dreamwave. It's a huge opportunity for Christian Rose. To sort of be able to rub elbows with this guy, because AJ Styles, I mean, before TNA, he was like a phenom on the indie scene, right? So now that he's come back, you're right. We're talking every time there's a new free agent on this scene, we're always talking about how the indie scene's constantly changing. It's constantly evolving with new young talent. But then you're getting this reemergence of the old guard, like Chris Hero and now an AJ Styles, where it's a really interesting dynamic to see where this goes. And you're right, AJ's taking indie bookings now. He's not shying away from it. So I guess it just depends on where he ends up, and we're going to see some fresh matches coming out of this, I think.
Absolutely, and I'm going to encourage everyone to keep their eyes on pwponderings.com. Just a lot of news buzzing around. Obviously, we can't reveal a lot of the stuff that we hear all the time, but I will say some exciting stuff is coming. And we'll just have to see, Des. We'll just have to see. But I do think that it also brings up the notion of when guys return. You know, Chris Hero returned recently, AJ Styles now. I don't want to say that it takes a spot away. It kind of adds an excitement to a lot of the shows that you... obviously, for years, haven't been able to see these guys, you know, participate in. And we're seeing that in some roundabout ways also. Like, we saw Michael Elgin, you know, you saw his match in AIW against Josh Alexander, but that obviously wasn't meant for the iPay-per-view. It's on the DVD/VOD. And as you mentioned, Davey Richards, also a part of a larger story. He's going to be working with CZW on December 14th alongside, you know, just, what is it, Hero versus Gulak. And the Cage of Death itself, you know, there are these matchups that you would never think of before, and now we're like, we're kind of spoiled, is what I'm saying, as fans. We'll get into that. Why don't we talk about this past weekend, though, first? We have tons of results up on the front page. Beyond Wrestling tapings, Revolution Pro out of the UK, Wrestling is Cool, FWE, Wrestling Cares, Dreamwave Wrestling, CWF Mid-Atlantic, FIP, and IWA Mid-South. All results you can find at pwponderings.com and click on the Indie News button above. Dez, we were just talking about it, and you know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Roderick Strong. He was at FIP this weekend, and not only did he participate in one of their biggest matches, I think, he teamed up with Rich Swann and won the FIP tag titles.
What?
Immediately. It was almost just yesterday we announced that the Bravado Brothers had won them. And now, Roderick Strong, obviously, I don't know if we can say that he's contracted the Ring of Honor anymore, because that's obviously why he's able to do these outside bookings with WWE Live Universe, but I don't know, Des. It's not bad. Obviously, him and Richmond are very talented, but what do you think of that? Them winning the FIP titles like right off the bat.
Well, politically speaking, it's very clear that there's something going on with Roddy, because I mean, there wouldn't be the confidence to put the titles on him and Rich Swann if he wasn't sticking around. So, and he's doing, I think, Evolve in January or something. So
yes.
That's another, it's a sign right there that something's going on, and we're going to see Roddy doing, at least with the WWN Live area of things, he'll be involved for at least the next month. So, I mean, it sucks for the Bravados, but they are the Dragon Gate champions. So I guess it, not all is lost with them and the Bravado bandwagon, if you will.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. And the next night, and just talking about an in-ring perspective, I'm looking forward to checking these shows out. Our own Ryan Rozanski is reviewing them first for PWP. But the next night, Roderick Strong and Rich Swann, they defeated Andrew Everett and Caleb Conley. That match alone, Des, I think you and I can both agree, that match was probably crazy. You have Rich Swann, Andrew Everett, and Caleb Conley in the ring at the same time.
The Mid-Atlantic Militia.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's nuts. And then Roderick Strong, he'll fly when he has to, but I think his base style, just beating up dudes with those chops and backbreakers, I'm looking forward to checking it out. I kind of fear for a guy like Andrew Everett. You know what I mean? He's a small guy, obviously lightweight. I would equate him to Pac, but he's even smaller than that. And Roderick Strong, he knows how to beat up a dude,
Yeah.
And Caleb Conley, he's kind of deceptively large. Like you look at him and you don't think he's very big, but he really is. And I'm just saying that I don't think Roderick Strong would manhandle him as easily, but I don't know. I wouldn't want to be Andrew Everett in that match.
Yeah, that'd suck.
So next up, of course, Wrestling Cares on the West Coast, Des. I'm really hoping one day you get to go to one of their shows, maybe in January.
Maybe who knows? I get to see two guys that I know very well face off against each other.
Exactly. You get to see Johnny Gargano and Adam Cole, who both won their matches this past weekend. And they're going to be in the finals for the Race to the Ring tournament in January. So check that out, WrestlingCares.com, for all the information. You know what? You get to support wrestling and support a really great cause. So I think that's always fun. Dreamwave, as we mentioned before, they had announced AJ Styles. They had a really good show this past weekend. The Alternative Championship title match. Reed Barbecue Bentley, and I was requested to say that, just putting that out there, defeated Marche Rocket to win the title. And then we saw a Dreamwave title defense, Christian Rose defeating Shane Hollister to retain. And of course, as we said, AJ Styles was announced to face him in February. So check them out. Dreamwave out of Illinois, I really think they're a promotion to keep your eye on. Obviously, we promote AIW and AAW and CWF, VWAA, but Dreamwave also, I think, has a pretty good product. You should check them out. So, Dez, why don't we delve into some Ring of Honor news? And I guess we could say one of the mysteries is over. We know that Matt Hardy will not be Eddie Edwards' partner.
Who thought that would be the case? Because that makes no sense.
He put out a video and basically said he was making an offer to Ring of Honor, that he had one match left on his Ring of Honor contract from way back when. I don't know how he decided now would be the time to bring that up, but hey.
Okay, yeah.
It's wrestling, yes. So he pointed out, hey, I have one more match, and I think I could give the rub to guys like Eddie and Lethal and I think it is Roderick Strong as Lethal's partner, and it's like,
give the rub to guys who have been in the company forever.
Right. Hey, it's Matt Hardy. Right.
Maybe that was the point of the whole thing.
Exactly. But instead, Nigel McGuinness made the match of Matt Hardy versus Adam Page, which I think it's a big opportunity for Adam Page to step up, and I think we'll get that out of him. So still, Eddie Edwards' partner is in mystery. Dez, do you have, and I guess any guesses, any predictions who it could be?
I think his partner will just be a giant question mark that, you know, is very good at doing the comeback and then tags out to Eddie, and that's it. He's just giant question mark.
That's horrible, Dez. That's horrible. Dez, why are you not excited about Final Battle?
I do comedy for a living, everybody.
I don't. That's unbelievable. So, also this week they announced the Top Prospect Tournament is returning in 2014. Dez, I know you're excited about this. Already announced is Andrew Everett, Bill Daly, Cheeseburger, Raymond Rowe, and Corey Hollis.
I didn't know they announced Andrew Everett, actually. That's awesome. I'm excited now.
Yes, they just announced him today, actually, as of this recording. So I'm excited,
cool.
too. I think that's, you know, nothing against the other guys, because Bill Daly and Raymond Rowe, some good stuff out of them. I think Raymond Rowe, I've seen more of his stuff in International Wrestling Cartel. Corey Hollis, obviously, out of North Carolina. I think a lot of his matches are underrated may seem too strong of a word to use, but I definitely think people should be keeping an eye on him. He does a lot more than what he's able to do on Ring of Honor TV. And then Cheeseburger, what can we say? We've seen him grow. We've literally seen him earn his nickname, and now he's part of the Ring of Honor roster. So, should be a lot of fun. But yeah, Andrew Everett, probably the most well-known, and probably most, I don't want to say deserving, but you know what I mean. He's obviously had a very good year in 2013. So
yeah, I think that's the key. His year this year has been great. Like, he went from being, I don't want to call Chiba Kid like a comedy act, but it was a very
he had a goat mask on.
It's hard to not, you know, I thought it was awesome. But then he took it off and he's since become a very, much less comedy oriented guy and more of a serious competitor. And we've seen him debut in other places. So it was, I think National Pro Wrestling Day was the launching point for him, and he's still riding that momentum, and he's riding it into, the Top Prospect Tournament, which is really awesome.
It is. I mean, we've seen him in the WWE Live Universe. Obviously he just got a FIP tag title shot and is with his partner, Caleb Conley. And you know, he's in CZW just doing just crazy high flying stuff. I mean, I think this could be a really breakout year next year for him. So let's hope for good things for Andrew Everett and the rest of them in Ring of Honor. They still have other people to announce too. So let's wait for that. Of course, Dez, as we both know, by the time we finish recording this, they will announce more people.
It just works that way. We always break news, right? And then the big news comes out as soon as you hit stop. And I'm not coming back to record the news, because once I punch out, I'm punched out.
That's just a, you gotta stick to your guns, Dez. You gotta stick to those guns. So as we mentioned, Final Battle is occurring this weekend, big weekend, December 14th, as we said, and we'll be live tweeting. But Dez, there's another show, and when we were talking about this off the air, it feels bigger than Final Battle. And I mean, I hate to say that, because I talked about it with the Podcast of Honor with Ari and Jerome. Final Battle this year, just not a lot of buzz, even though the matches, I think, quality-wise, will definitely deliver. But there's another show that's going on this weekend that just feels, there's more buzz about it. What is that show?
Every year we have the two big year-end shows. Ring of Honor has Final Battle, and CZW has Cage of Death. And that's happening this Saturday, along with... both shows are happening this Saturday, actually at the same time, and just like 2.5 hours away from each other. So it's going to be Final Battle, and CZW has Cage of Death. And Cage of Death, my God, you sit down and you compare these cards side by side. I've been the first to say I am not the biggest CZW fan, but this show, in a heartbeat, I would order the CZW show before Final Battle, because look at these matches. I mean, it was announced last Monday night. You have Davey Richards, who they announced last week, just as we finished recording the newscast, Chris. Davey Richards coming into CZW, taking on Chris Dickinson.
Someone's going to die.
My mind exploded. My head almost, like, combusted spontaneously. Because Davey Richards and Chris Dickinson, somebody might die.
Yeah, I mean, that's my sentiments exactly. And so, either that or someone is going to get their face literally kicked off. Because both of these guys, they're just going to kick the crap out of you. And if they can't do that, they will stretch you. And if they can't do that, they'll suplex you to death. I mean, it's
both things, it's all of those things could happen. A dead person might get his face kicked off while being suplexed by a dead person.
It's crazy. I think, you know, I've seen... when we put it out there on our Facebook page and on Twitter, a lot of people respond to us, and just a lot of people, they liked the match, and then there were some detractors from it. But I really think Dickinson is one of the perfect opponents for Richards. You know, their styles just mesh very well.
Yeah, I think it's a great concept.
They're both kind of like, they're both American strong style kind of guys, and I'm looking forward to it. But you know, as I said on Final Battle, I am also really looking forward to Elgin versus Briscoe versus Cole. So. I don't know. It's just CZW obviously has the buzz, and of course, they also have Chris Hero going up against Drew Gulak for the title. Is that kind of what tips that balance for you, Dez, for the CZW show?
Yeah, that I mean, you obviously you got the added thing of Hero coming in, and I do again like the story of Hero and Gulak wrestling in the main, you know, in what might be the main event, what might be the semi-main, because it is Cage of Death, so you don't exactly know what's going to go where. But I like that storyline. But if you want to compare, like, this year, Final Battle is supposed to be the biggest Ring of Honor show of the year. And admittedly, Ring of Honor has had a rocky year with pay-per-view issues and other stuff going on. So it's been a tough year to be in Ring of Honor. And this show, it feels like another show. And add to that, that this is Ring of Honor, and you have two wacky stip matches on the biggest show of the year. And to me, I don't know if I'm watching the biggest show of the year, Final Battle, or if I'm watching another out of in a middle of nowhere show, one of those house shows they do, because there is no different difference here between the high caliber Final Battle type show or the low tier house show.
But Dez, someone won't be able to use the pile driver. That's big news.
It's huge, especially because Mike Bennett has totally been using it as a devastating finisher for like the last 6 years.
Okay, maybe not. no, you know what? I mean, I can't disagree with you there. I definitely think the buzz is surrounding CZW. I mean, I did that podcast with DJ Hyde. We talked the night. At that time, Dave Richards wasn't signed to go to CZW, and as soon as we got off the air, you know, DJ Hyde was like, you know, maybe I should give him a call. So he did, and obviously, Davey Richards now in CZW. And then on top of that, Willie Mack is returning. The reason CZW put that on their review is because Caleb Conley has some type of injury. I'm not sure how that works out, but it's wrestling. So, but hey, you know, nonetheless, Willie Mack coming to CZW again. That's going to be fantastic. He's in the six-way freestyle match. So, you know what? I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, and as you said, Cage of Death itself, I would assume it's going to be the main event. And it's just, if you're into that, if you're into hardcore wrestling, this will feed that need.
Yeah.
Never disappoint.
This is your show. Chris was, because again, I don't watch too much CZW. So Chris was explaining to me the concept of the Cage of Death before we started recording here. And my mind was a little bit opened up to this stipulation.
Blood does. It's what we all want, right?
Much blood and gore and not cuddly safetiness.
No, we don't want that. We don't like family wrestling here. I don't know. Yeah. But let's talk about a promotion though, Dez, that was family friendly at one point. This ongoing Chikara storyline. There's another tidbit to it. The BDK. I can't even remember the last time I mentioned those three letters. Probably a year ago, maybe. They returned at Wrestling is Cool. And we have photos of it. You know, we wanna thank everyone for reporting that to us, and you can check that out in our report. But Dez, wrestling is cool. It wasn't brought down to its knees like some other of the wrestling is promotions, but obviously the BDK has just spelled death for most of their promotions. So I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on this? Because I don't know how it ties in. It's just one of those facets, and I'll admit it's kind of cool, but you know, no pun intended, but I don't know. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, though. What does the BDK mean, Des?
Well, there are so many pieces to this Jakar puzzle. I mean, you got this with the BDK, and they're coming back. And I feel like they're trying to set some sort of precedent that we should be watching the Wrestling Is promotions because something big has happened, like, at every show over the last month. And, you know, granted, a lot of those big things happen to be that the promotion is shutting down. But I think it's sort of them saying you should kind of try and watch these shows because important stuff is happening on them. So I don't know if that's like in response to just like nobody talking about them. So maybe that's sort of, you know, a sort of a watch us type of thing. But naturally, I think the BDK thing is also a bigger part of what I'm referring to as the bigger picture in Chikara. And that's just, you know, there's so many things being set up right now. All these silly little events that they're doing that are all leading to a bigger purpose. You've got the BDK thing, all the Wrestling Is things that, you know, like Kazarni shutting down one of them and stuff like that. And you have these Ashes videos that nobody's talking about, Chris, that I feel are probably the most important to this Kara storyline.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about this. They just released the Dead Horse video, and then there was another one last week, and combined, so, you know, just to give a short preview, and I'll fully admit, I'm not big on that. I'm not very high on some of the wrestling videos, but this one, the Ashes Dead Horse, was pretty neat. They were backstage at a Ring of Honor show. You saw people, some with Ring of Honor shirts. They were obviously the ring crew, and they were setting up the ring with the black tarp. And you see Eddie Kingston walk in, and he goes to this back room, and then he looks off camera and says, "Oh, are they booking you now?" And the camera pans, and it's Icarus with bleached blonde hair and everything. And he says, "No, you know, I thought, you know, something's gone." They have this conversation. Obviously, they're talking about Chikara, and they're talking about the passion that a lot of the Chikara talents had, you know, while they're working there. And he questions Eddie Kingston, saying, "Hey, you know, I remember you used to fight for something." Eddie Kingston's like, "Yeah, well, fighting for something doesn't pay my bills, you know, and stuff like that." And Icarus is about to leave, and he says, "Do you still have it?" And then Eddie Kingston turns to him and says, "Not it, she." And he's holding the Grand Championship. So I'll admit, this one kind of caught my attention. And, you know, I put it up on our Facebook page. I hope people take a, you know, look at it. Des, you watched it. I know. What do you think about this? I think it's one of the better ones.
I like, you know, they're adding some substance to the narrative that is the Chikara story. We have all those things happening that we talked about already. The wrestling is the events, the assorted scavenger hunts and cryptic message board posts that are all supposed to, I think they're all supposed to be part of the same storyline. I'm still not completely sure. But I think these videos are what are going to inevitably tie it all together. And it's sort of putting it all into a narrative form. And the unfortunate thing, Chris, is out of all of the things that are happening right now in this Chikara storyline, there are a lot of moving parts here because I think it is the most inventive storyline in wrestling, maybe ever. And this is the least paid attention to part. Like I see anybody talking about this. The only time I really hear it mentioned is when, you know, I'll see PWP sharing the video, or I'll see Wrestling Is sharing the video because I happen to follow them on Twitter. But nobody's talking about this, and I feel like they're missing out on a big piece of the puzzle.
Now, is that, I guess, do you think that's because they're not putting it out? I guess it's not very easy to find. You know, you have to follow the Wrestling Is on Twitter, or of course you have to know of the, you know, you have to go to either Chikara One board, or you have to be following these blogs. I mean, to me, seem very random. I mean, I guess if you're really following the storyline, you were probably already following the blogs. But to me, it's like, wait, so I have to check the blog every day. I have to check this Twitter, but then I could check this other Twitter. And I got a shout out to Cameron Ford, who runs wrestlingis.tumblr.com. He puts all of this together. But I think we've said this many times, it's just such a hassle to try to keep track of. But as I said, I'll give it credit. I think this video was pretty good. And the last one, also, Icarus talking to Hala Wicked, I believe, at the Wrestle Factory, and he essentially steals a piece of possibly the returning Mike Quackenbush's gear, because that's what was in the travel bag. And that should have been a big moment, because it basically inferred Quack is coming back. And honestly, I saw the video on accident.
Yeah.
So no one told me about it. I didn't even see anyone really talking about, oh, did you see what happened in the last Ashes video? This is what it could mean. None of that. And that's a shame.
I don't claim to be an internet marketing genius or anything like that. But there can definitely be a better way of distributing this content. You've got the YouTube channel. YouTube's a very strong way to distribute things. But this YouTube, it might as well be set to private, because nobody's talking about it. And I don't know, like, there are so many different feeds that you can access and so many different social media channels. You can tell people, hey, you know, you're following all this other stuff. Here's this final piece of our ongoing mystery that you're going to need at some point, and just take it all in. And instead, it's just sort of hidden, and it's, you know, you got to work to find it. And sometimes it's fun to work to find things to dig, but not when it's an important part like this.
Yeah, I think I've seen more people discussing Chuck Taylor's Instagram videos or Vines than I have some of these Ashes videos, which is unfortunate, because, I mean, hey, I'm not the biggest Chikara fan in the world, but I'm talking about it. So I think they did something right with this video, and it's like, man, let's get it out there. Let's really push this. So, you know, I don't know, Des. We'll just have to wait and see.
Maybe if they put the videos out on Vine, then maybe more people would watch them.
Well, definitely not Tout. So
tout it out.
That would be a waste. So, okay. So that's pretty much it for this week. Obviously, big coming up weekend. You know, as we said, Cage of Death and Final Battle. And then the next weekend, PWG. And then I want to mention the weekend after that. So it's the Christmas weekend. And I'm sure all of you have your Christmas plans and your New Year's parties to go to. But I want to mention real quick, we'll be talking about this later on, but CWF Mid-Atlantic Battlecade is coming up. It is one of their biggest shows of the year. It is the weekend of December 28th. And I think they have a pretty great lineup. They actually just had an event this past week. And as I said, you could go to the results, but you could also watch it, the entire event. They already have it up on YouTube for free. It is
for free?
Exactly. For free. I think it's pretty great. And I think it's just slightly under 2 hours. So, you know what? If you need to get some wrestling, check it out. I think the turnaround on this, I mean, it occurred on the 7th. Here we are on the 10th, and it's already out on YouTube. I don't know, Des. Some promotions just don't get their content out that quickly. But CWF Mid-Atlantic does. So I want to run down the card real quick, what they have planned for Battlecade 14. They have Eric Royal, the Mid-Atlantic Heavyweight Champion, going up against the Weaver Cup Tournament Champion, Trevor Lee. Hurricane Helms is going to be defending his PWI Championship against the CWF Rumble winner, Zane Dawson. And then they have their Tag Team Champions, Kamikaze Kid and Lee Valiant, up against Coach Gemini's Goon Squad. And then against Rick Converse. This is Dynasty. So it's a triple threat match, I assume. And then Mid-Atlantic TV champion Chase Dakota against the PWI Ultra J champion Andrew Everett, as we said. A great year. So you can check him out in CWF Mid-Atlantic, really where I think he got his feet wet. That and a few more matches, you could check them all out, cwf.247.com, or just go to our website, click on the results, and you can watch that event for free. All right, Des, another show happening this weekend. Shine 15. It's happening Friday, December 13th. The major match on this one is the Shine Championship. Rain is defending her title against Amazing Kong. That's a pretty big match. And then another one, finally, one-on-one, Jessica Havoc versus Allison Kay. You can go to WBNLive.com for all the information on that. I don't know, Dez. It's kind of the same thing. Shine, I know our own Jerome Cusan, he's been doing a lot of Shine reviews, and he speaks pretty highly of them, but it's just, I don't know. Some people, they're just not really talking about it.
Yeah, it's another one of those. It's the promotion isn't quite there. I don't know what you could do. I mean, I get the email newsletters from the Gabe puts out, and true. And they're talking about Shine and things like that, but it doesn't feel, I mean, I'm not saying Dragon Gate USA or Evolve have the best promotion in the world. God knows. They need a lot of work too in getting the word out. But even they seem to be more highly promoted than Shine. Shine is just sort of, right now you call me completely off guard because, oh, there's a Shine show this weekend. And I like Shine. I do, because I'm a big fan of women's wrestling. I like watching Shine. Only problem is I don't remember when it's on because I never hear about it.
Right. And I mean, as you said, it's weird because I don't mean to sound critical, but yeah, it just kind of snuck up on me too. But as you said, I don't really know what else they could do either, because the Demon Life platform is a pretty big platform and they do send out those emails and the newsletters. So I don't know. I don't really know what to say in that aspect. I do think, you know, what we said about the Ashes videos, they could do a lot more there. But with Shine, it's kind of like, yeah, we know you're happening. We just, it kind of like it sneaks up on you. And then you're like, oh, right, Shine's happening on Friday.
Maybe it's our fault. Maybe we just need to spend more time in front of the internet.
I don't know, Des. I spend quite a bit of time in front of a computer screen between work, school, and yeah, that's a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of run a website.
Yeah, well, you know, my fiance every once in a while wants my attention, so it happens. Ha. So why don't we, I think that's about it for this news. And of course, go to WN Live, order the Shine pay-per-view, go to CZWIPPV.com and order the Cage of Death. And I will say, don't be surprised if Ring of Honor on the day of announces that we're going to be able to watch this event live. I just have that feeling it's going to be another iPay-per-view test. Not saying it's going to be successful, but the feeling's there.
This will be the response to that announcement. Listen. Because nobody will care.
Well, I'll care, Des. I'll be happy to see it. Come on.
All right.
There you go. So why don't we get out of here, Des? What do you have going on the internet?
I make tweets at Des Delgadillo. I write about wrestling at WrestleTalk.tv, and I do other stuff on ThingsDesSays.net.
You're a real self-promoter there, Des.
Real self-promoter. I'm not doing anything.
All right. So, of course, I do want to throw out there, thank you to everyone for this past Black Friday, Cyber Monday. A lot of you helped support us here on PWP, helped the website continue going. We want to thank you for that. Of course, if you are listening to this on iTunes or Stitcher, leave us a review, 4 or 5 star. Get some more listeners on the show. Tell your friends. Tweet about it. Tout if you really still use that. I can't imagine you do, but whatever. And, of course, pwponderings.com is the website for our indie results and lots of new DVD reviews. I know Jerome just put up one of Old Wrestling. I believe, Des, you talked to Mary Fontaine about that. Should be a lot of fun.
I love old wrestling.
There you go. And the mustaches. Hey, you can't get any more than that. That's manly. That's right. That's manly. So check out that review. And, of course, Shine, I'm going to be bringing some more Ring of Honor reviews. I know we got a couple questions about that. Our own Ryan Rozanski, hey, you know, he's in school. He's a busy guy. So I'm going to pick up the slack, so to speak, bring us some Ring of Honor reviews. Of course, you can check out more of my Ring of Honor reviews or articles over at Total Wrestling Magazine out of the UK. Of course, this past week, just kind of, they're out there because of the Davey Richards controversy. But you should check them out. I know that we have Jim Ross coming up in our new edition. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be reviewing David Schumacher's book. I believe he writes for Grantland.com. So look for that.
Looks like an awesome book.
It does, and I'm excited to review it. So I'm looking forward to that. So, of course, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/PWPonderings, facebook.com/PWPonderings, and, of course, we're on YouTube as well. If you just want to talk to me, twitter.com/CGSTong, that's CGSTONG. And, you know, just let me know how you feel about any review or anything on PWP. If you have any issues with the website, let me know. Oh, of course, you can email us at mailbag@pwpunderings.com. For Des Delgadillo, thank you for listening. Have